Hello everyone, I'll save you the pleasantries of talking about you listening to the podcast or anything of that sort. I am continuing with yesterday's topic. We're talking about personal identity, and if you've not listened to that podcast, I really and greatly advise that you go back and listen to it, because you're going to hear very many terms that you may not understand in this particular new one. Today I want to talk about how to construct your social identity. Now, social identity constructs over four things. Consists of four things: what you do, how you react to things, how you see yourself, how others see you. Those are the four major things that consist of personal identity, socially anyway, social personal identity. For example, if I tell you that I am Ugandan right now and you're not in Uganda, you already have some information you know about Uganda. Therefore, you have already slowly started describing or thinking what kind of person I may be, what kind of living conditions I may be in, what kind of work I do. If I now told you I am a Uganda, for us who are in Uganda, you know, you already know. You can start thinking about all the culture norms of Uganda, and you're like, oh, she must be doing this, or she must be well-mannered, or she must be... So you already have that social constraint of me. So social personal identity is majorly built as a community, is majorly built as group effort. The thing with social personal identity is that you are a product of every person that you've met on earth. You are a product with every person you've interacted with every person you've worked with every person that has been your friend, your lover, your family members. Every person you've met, even a stranger on the road who just said, hello, you're smart, you're a product of that person. Because everything that people say or tell you or you tell others is most especially how you are addressed socially. And in most cases, how you represent yourself that will term as your social identity. Mm-hmm. Our identity socially is strongly ruled by what others say about us. It is a reflection of what we also tell them. For example, remember how I told you I was Ugandan? Now, since I told you I was Ugandan, you already had your own mental schemas about how I should be. When I told you I'm a Uganda, you already formed those mental schemas. So social identity is easily deterred or is easily contaminated by what we tell others, because what we tell others is what helps them identify us and what helps them learn how to interact with us. You already know I'm a Uganda, so that will tell you so much on what probably I expect from even a spouse that I may have. So we all need help from others to construct our identity, because identity is like a mirror, or that mirror image, or the reflection of you in the mirror. When you stand in a mirror, what you see, how you see yourself, how you can identify, oh, these are my eyes, probably my sister's eyes are the same, oh, we look alike in this way, oh, we don't look alike in this way. So it's like a reflection. What you say to the world will treat you that way. What you look like, what you dress like, how you address yourself. When it comes to constructing your social identity, you need the help of others majorly to change, improve, and be better every other time. Like I earlier said, you're a combined effort of everyone you've met, remember that. So we are going to go into the major four steps of constructing your social person identity. And the first step is receive, the second is accept, the third is express, and then the fourth is repeat. Let's look at number one, receiving. In receiving, you're supposed to be open to feedback from people around you. You're supposed to be open to negative and positive feedback, whatever it may be, because one thing you should do is know in the world, the third persona sees things clearly than you, who is actually in a situation or yourself. The same way you clearly know your neighbor or your friend is the same way your friend clearly knows you. And those small details of life, small details of how you react, small details of how you treat others, small details of how you move, small details of how you react to anything are the things that actually tell you who you are exactly. So never forget that when interacting with people, that at any one point they may know you better than you know yourself. So be open to receiving information. And then number two, accept. With acceptance of information, I don't really mean you should accept whatever every other person tells you about you, because sometimes it's biased information. But you need to accept the fact that your mother may know you so well to say, Rose, you are lazy. So when she says that to you, it should hold a lot of water, because you know what? She knows you that much. Your friend may know you so much to know that you are an angry person. And since they know you like that, you should accept that and know that Rose knows me that much. We've been together for 10 years. By the time she says this, it must be right. Then you should also accept the fact that some people are strangers to you. They don't know you that much. If they come to you and say you're proud, you should be able to understand that that's how they see you, but they don't know you that much to come to that kind of conclusion. So acceptance is two-way. Number three, express. In expression, I mean, repeatedly have the best action out of the feedback and acceptance. For example, if they tell you you are lazy, that means you have room to change and be better, like we earlier talked about. Start working on traits of you that make you seem lazy so that you can become hardworking. Or start working on traits of you that may make you look proud so that you become more humble or more likable or more lovable, whatever it may be. And then the last one is repeat. Keep on practicing being your best self, and you most probably will be your best self. Thank you. Catch you tomorrow. Don't forget, this is a daily podcast. We're keeping them short. Have a nice day. Good evening. Good night. Whenever you listen to this.